The 12th day of Sfiras Omer, and sorry I'm a bit late on this again. The Kinyan Torah of Yishuv and the Sfira of Hodesh HaBegvura. So before we start, the 12th day of Sfira, Chaf Zayin Nisan, is the yard site of my uncle, Rafael Yehuda Eliezer Gershon Ben Shlomo. So even though this is technically on Chaf Ches Nisan after the yard site, then Hashem should still have an aliyah from the Torah we learn. The Midrash Shmuel quotes that there are two different versions of this Kinyan, which give us a lot of insight as to how to approach Torah and the world in general. The Girsa of Yishuv, as we have it, means that when one is asked about something, he should not be quick to answer. Rather, he should sit on it with much deliberation to get all the depths of the sugya. This is why Yishuv follows the Kinyan Torah of Pilpul HaTalmidim. The Midrash Shmuel quotes the first Mishnah in our Masechta, saying this is similar to the idea of Hevim Musunim Badin, the first mimer we learn in Perkei Avos. According to the second Girsa of Yeshiva, the Midrash Shmuel explains that one who does not learn be Yeshiva, and we'll translate that in a second, will not be able to plunge the depths of Halacha, and he will not be able to fully grasp the Sugya. That's why the Mishnah early on in Perkei Avos is Marbe Yeshiva, Marbe Chachma. So again, we said that the one who does not learn be Yeshiva, and we skipped translating that for a reason, because there are two ways to translate Yeshiva. Either it means literally sitting, and you have to sit on something for a while, as we just explained in the first Girsa, and also this idea of Yeshiva Behasmada, Behasmada Rabba, going back to the first Kinyan Torah, or it actually means in a Yeshiva. Without the guidance of the Rebbeim and the Pilpul HaTalmidim of the Beis HaMidrash, you could be sitting alone at home, learning, and you're missing out on a core element, as we said a couple of days ago, quoting the famous idea of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Tiferes Yisrael and the Yachin Os Pe'alef also understands it to mean they should be a baki in Yishuvo Shel Olam, i.e. Derech Eretz, which is not necessarily like being polite, but just the way the world works. And also world Yichachmas, which are tafel to the Torah, but are important nonetheless. The Mishnah, in the end of the third paragraph of Perkei Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yeches, says, Tkufos and Gematrios are par peros l'chachma. They're a seasoning to the ultimate chachma, the Torah. The Tiferes Yisrael's list would seemingly fit into this category as well. Now, this is what the Sfira of Hod Shebigvura, beauty within a straight, exemplifies. Again, there's the system. We're confined, so to speak, to the system, and everything fits under the system. But sometimes you can beautify with other things. But these things are not meant to take away from the Chachma Torah, but to add to it, just as seasoning helps to bring out the flavor of the dish, the par peros, so too Chachmos are meant to bring out the flavor of Torah that may sometimes be difficult to find otherwise. However, we can't get carried away with these Chachmos. We have to be grounded in both aspects of the yeshiva, both the Hasmada and the literal yeshiva, the Kotel Sefer Beis HaMidrash. In the Kinyan Torah of Yishuv, we learn this idea of sometimes going out, but also bringing it back in, that sometimes we can engage in worldly chachmas, but only in the confines of Torah.